Previously on That's What She Said.
And of course, if you're listening to this, you should be listening to Bull Snap.
Yes. Bull Snap, Hello Nessa. There's a lot of other ones that I don't listen to that you should be listening
Explosion.
To.
Live It Up.
Live It Up.
Big Fatty. Big Fatty.
The Little
Don't
Show.
Don't Quit Your Day Job.
As always.
Pause My Co-Pilot.
It's a lot of fucking shows out there.
Spanky B. Arthur.
Spankiness.
Rebel Redhead. Big Fatty. Which is who's coming up in May. It's funny because I was talking to He Who Should
who?
Be Named. And he's like, so you excited for Big Fatty coming up in May? I was like, I don't know what the fuck you were talking about. And then I'm like, Christian must know all the details for that.
I usually do.
So, yeah.
We'll see. Should be interesting.
We just go to Disneyland.
It will be very interesting.
Do we have to?
Who peed on Mickey?
Mickey smells funny. He's wet.
Wow.
Why is Mickey strung up?
Oh, my God.
Anyways, so
it's like a mouse ears gag ball.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't know what the fuck you were talking about.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 860 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 18th of May 2011, y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me, a little show, y'all. Big Fatty is gonna try to catch you up on the quiz programs, plus Big Fatty won a prize! Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Oh, that's the box that the Poodle McDoodle's special gourmet saving sauce came in. I forgot to throw that into the dumpster. Big Fatty, please don't mention the word dumpster while we're having our Cheerios. But y'all, as bad as Big Fatty felt on Monday, y'all, Tuesday, y'all, I felt like a million bucks. I just felt like a million bucks, y'all, Monday night. I'm going to tell you, I was sitting here and I had the headache, and I think after I did the little show, y'all, I had a, it may have been before I did it, I don't remember. I had a bowl or two of the cone flakes, and then I watched some of the TV machine programs and everything. Because, y'all, you know I'm I'm preparing to go to the Price is Right, but we'll discuss that in just a few minutes. And, y'all, then started watching the dancing, and we'll discuss that in just a few minutes. And, y'all, I started getting the hunkies. And I said, Big Fatty, you need to do something about that. So, y'all, I fixed me a what do you call those things? The rice cakes, and I slathered it with the crunchy peanut butter. Y'all, you know, I do not put Mount Everest mounds of peanut butter on my rice cake. But anyway, and then a piece of cheese on top of that. And y'all, it was just so delicious, I had another one. And then I was going to have another one, and I said, Big Fatty, why are you wasting all these calories? And so I just got a spoon and ate the peanut butter out of the jar. Big Fatty! And then, y'all, before the dancing was even over, because they were having some sort of cha-cha-cha hootenanny thing, y'all, I crawled into the love chamber, and y'all set the TV machine to go off as soon as it was over, and y'all, I was out like a light, and slept until the alarm woke me up on Tuesday morning. And y'all, just felt like a million bucks. And y'all, one of the things that was starting to make me feel better is, y'all, I won a prize. But before I can tell you about that, I gotta do this.
I'm driving down Hollywood Boulevard with the wind in my face. Life is good.
I love Hollywood.
I said, y'all, yesterday afternoon I got an e-letter from Disneyland, and it said, Big Fatty, You've won a Star Tours annual pass holder preview event ticket. And you also, Monday afternoon after Miss West and Ian and I go to the Price is Right up in Los Angeles, then Miss West and I, since we both have the annual passes, we are going over to the California Adventure, and between 4 and 8 p.m. on Monday, y'all, we are going to preview the new Star Tours Hootenanny, which evidently is a big deal. Y'all, Miss West tried to win it, and oh, dear gussie. Y'all, I have made a final decision. The Northern California Hootenanny meet and greet is going to be on Saturday, the 28th of May, and y'all, it's going to be at the Cock Bar. That's K-O-K on Folsom Street. And y'all, it's going to start at 5 p.m. in the evening. I've just decided we're going to start it a little bit early because that is Memorial Day weekend, and y'all, that evening there at the Cock Bar, they are having a special Hootenanny there, and y'all, it is called the Go-Go Skank, and y'all, they're going to have amateur go-go studs, and there's no cover charge if we go before 10 o'clock, and you know Big Fatty hates a cover charge. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, at the beginning of today's show, you heard the boys from the That's What She Said podcast. And, y'all, it is my understanding that they are going to try to make it down to the Disneyland, to the House of Blues for the Hootenanny at 3 p.m. in the afternoon this coming Saturday. And y'all, we're going to have Melissa the Confused and her mama there. And we're going to have Nessa, my youngest daughter, and Ian. And we're going to have Daryl from the Novas, who else? The Miss West? Yes, Big Fatty, Miss West will be there, and Big Fatty, and y'all, you never know who else might be lurking out there and who might show up, and they just hadn't told us about it. So, anyway, but y'all, I have to say that I sent that Mr. Michael Sage an invitation, and y'all, I was told about a situation he's going through, and y'all, I don't know if you're on the Twitty or not, but Michael has been in New York for a while, and he's outlined all of this on his blob, but y'all, he talks about losing his hearing. He's been losing his hearing over the years, and he's had some surgery, and they're not sure it's going to work. And he's been having some really rough times. And but y'all, I think that he's gonna make it. I really do. Whether he can hear or not, you know, y'all. There are so many other things in this world many people live without and live very successful and fulfilled lives. And you know, y'all, I know there are some of you who wish that you didn't have your hearing when the BFO got Big Fatty, please. But y'all, keep Michael. Keep Michael in your thoughts. He's not looking for any kind of sympathy or anything. Y'all, I'm just keep him in your thoughts is what I'm gonna say. Yes, Big Fatty, that sounds lovely.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fatty.
I don't know who he is behind.
This just into the BFO luggage stuffing desk. If I take as much stuff as I need for the meeting greets, there won't be room for my underpants. Big Freddy, you don't wear those! Ah. there's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, it's been a while since we've been down here in the Fat Cave, because y'all, since the last time we were down here, we have had the finals of the Big Run. And y'all, the Big Run finished this past, two Sundays ago on the 15th. No, on the 8th. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. And y'all, it was the two girls that won, and y'all, they were not the ones that I wanted to win, but they won it anyway, and y'all, it was blah, blah, and so there you have it. So I wasn't real impressed with that one, and y'all then, y'all, that is the remainder of that barbecue that I brought home on Sunday evening. Had that for lunch. It was delicious. But what do you call it? The Survivor, y'all. The Survivor finished up this past Sunday evening, and I think that we've had enough time for everybody to know. Timmy Sims wanted Big Fatty to send him a secret letter telling him who won, because he was unable to see it. But y'all, it was that Boston Rob. That Boston Rob finally won. And y'all, he was also the fan favorite. But y'all, I'm going to tell you something. The boy that kept going over to the Redemption Island that had the long blonde hair, he was always talking to Jesus and everything. And y'all, on the reunion show, let me just tell you something. If there was one person in that whole crowd that looked like the big old dick sucker, it was him. Yes, Big Fatty, they always do. And so Boston Rob has finally won, and y'all, I hope he just goes away, because it's time for him to just go away. He's outlived his 15 minutes. That's all I got to say. And y'all, the next thing, the dancing. Y'all, I am recording this prior to the elimination show. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about the elimination show. But y'all, I wonder if there might be an elimination show at Walnut Hills this weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm sure there will be. Take paper towels. Anyway, y'all, the elimination show, I think the Karate Kid is going home tonight. Yes, I do. And y'all, since I won't be able to, watch as much, of the TV machine, next week, because y'all, I am on holiday. I'm on holiday, and sometimes there are unexpected gentlemen callers. Y'all, not unlike the one that I had at lunch today after I had my ribs and barbecue. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. Y'all, it was the new most recent gentleman caller, or most regular gentleman caller. Big Fatty, get it right. I think that it's going to get down to the Disney girl and the football player and that big fat woman. What's her name? Christy Alley. And y'all, I think that I think that big fat woman will be the next one to go, and it'll leave the Disney girl and Heinz Ketchup, the football player. And y'all, I am predicting right now that Heinz Ketchup is going to win. Yes, Big Fatty, even though you don't like ketchup, you like him. And y'all, then there's a new program, and y'all, I don't know, I may find out some details on Friday night, but y'all, I would not be surprised if the hostess of Friday night's Rapture Dinner isn't appearing on this. Well, actually, I would be surprised if the hostess of the Rapture Dinner, but y'all, it's called the Extreme Makeover Weight Loss Edition, and y'all, you know damn good and well she hadn't lost any weight. And they follow people around for a year, and y'all, these people weigh more than the people on the Biggest Loser or something like that. I don't know. I don't watch that quiz program, but y'all, that starts up on the 30th or the 31st. I've got to get that into the TiVo machine before I get out of here, so it'll be recording. And y'all, there's several other new quiz programs that are starting in June. And y'all, then I saw an advertisement that the Big Brother is coming back again this summer, and that the Chinbot will be there. But y'all, they just had auditions for contestants here in Charleston about 2 weeks ago, and Big Fatty did not go to that because y'all, I don't want to live with those people. So anyway, but y'all, that's kind of where we are on the quiz program. Now y'all, I've mentioned that the Northern California meet and greet is going to be on the 28th. Now, y'all, the only ones that I know that are coming to that are Larkin. He is driving his car. He's not taking the train this year. He's driving his car from Sacramento. And, y'all, I do not believe that is a breath mint. But anyway, he's driving. And the SATA 69 says he will be coming. And Daryl from the Novas is coming to that one also. And y'all, I hadn't heard a word from Aunt or anyone else that lives in the Californias out there. But y'all, we'll just have to wait and see who shows up. But y'all, just remember, you don't really have to respond. If your schedule works out and you can make it, then be there. And if not, then we'll just miss you. And by miss you, you'll miss out on buying Big Fatty and adult beverage. Yes, Big Fatty, what other reason would they want, would they need to come? Y'all, let's see what else is up. Y'all, the Price is Right. It is coming up next Monday. Oh, by the way, I'm gonna have a little artwork, that'll go up, reminding people of when the meet and greets are. So, be going over there to the BFO. This week, so you can see those artworks. Even if you can't attend, you know, you might want us to give them a gander. Yes, Big Fatty, give them a gander. And, y'all, on Monday, the special t-shirts that I had made for Miss Wes and I for the Price is Right, y'all, I am gonna post, a picture. Gonna post a picture of what it says on the front of our special t-shirts next Monday, right after the little show post. And so y'all, you might wanna if you are inquisitive, you might want to check that out. Y'all had lots of nice comments over on the website and on the Twitter, and lots of nice comments from different listeners who were wishing that Kim Beaver, y'all, a happy exiting of the birth canal celebration. But y'all, she is evidently in Berlin. Y'all, I don't know what's going on with that. She is in Berlin or something, some kind of cannery convention or something like that. Perhaps they're discussing the pull top tabs for the fish cannery or something. I don't know. I just don't know. But y'all, so if she hadn't responded, you might just give her a day or so, because y'all, we always have to remember that we gotta pay the bills. Okay, I see. And so there you go. Y'all, I'm sitting here looking at these scratch-off tickets that I need to send back to the boss boy so I can get that $245. And y'all, I've just absolutely forgotten about it. Big Freddy, how do you forget about $245? I don't know. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a great hump day. It is the last day that Big Fatty will be at the coal mine until he goes back to work on the 1st of June. Y'all, it'll be a brand new month when I go back to work. But y'all, it is just going to be lovely. But y'all, I have not packed the first thing, but I've got a lot of shit to take, and I don't know what. What do you think of that, boys?
I don't know what the fuck you were talking about.
If you listened to the little show, you would.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.